بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم اما بعد قال الله تعالى بعد اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم استغفروا ربكم ثم توبوا اليه ان ربي رحيم ودود صدق الله العظيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد مبارك وسلم. My dear respected elders, during the Taraweeh prayer, our respected Imam Sahib mentioned a verse from the Quran in which the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he addresses his people with these words, Istaghfiru Rabbakum, seek the forgiveness of your Lord, Thumma Tubu Ilay, and repent to him, Inna Rabbi Rahimun Wadood, verily my Lord is all-merciful and very loving. As we end one part of Ramadan, we come into the second 10 days of Ramadan. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned وَأَوْسَتُهَا مَغْفِرَةً, the middle part of Ramadan is maghfirah, is the forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear respected brothers, it is a known fact that we are sinful and we make many errors and mistakes with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very merciful and very forgiving. The mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are so vast that it's very difficult for us to comprehend and understand the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated and written on his arsh, Inna rahmati sabaqad ghadabi, verily my mercy surpasses my anger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he initiates his Quran with Rahman and Rahim, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his Rahman, extremely merciful, Rahim, very merciful, extremely merciful. He is so merciful, he is merciful towards the Muslims and the non-Muslims. His mercy does not confine itself to the mercies towards Muslims. He is Rahman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is Rahman. His mercies are so vast that they are not just for the Muslims. His mercies are for the Muslims and the non-Muslims. Our whole deen and our whole religion is about peace and mercy. The word Islam itself comes from the root of peace, silm. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not come in this world to kill people. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came in this world to show mercy to the people. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, that we have not sent you but as mercies for all the worlds. The mission of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not to take people into Jahannam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mission was to save every single person from the fire of Jahannam. That is why we find in the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that my example and your example is like that person who lights a fire and the moths and the mosquitoes and the flies, they get attracted by the light and they try to go towards this light and they burn themselves. And a person, he who is around the fire, he's trying to ward away and save these flies. Because that is my example and your example, that you are running towards the fire of hell and I am holding you from your back, I'm holding you behind, I'm trying to save you from the fire of hell. Because I have come as a mercy for the world. I have not come to take you into Jahannam. I have not come to destroy you. I have not come to bring loss to you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he addressing Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, he says that I am giving you the flag and you will march forward towards the enemy, but when you go there, first invite them towards the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because your mission of going and conquering these people is not to kill them, to destroy them. That is not your mission. Your mission is to save them from the fire of hell. That's why he said, لَأَنْ يَهَدِيَ اللَّهُ بِكَ رَجُلًا, that if through you one person gains hidayah, خَيْرٌ مِّنْ حُمُرِ النُّعْمِ, it's better than red camels. Why? Because the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is of mercy. It is not of hurting people and killing people. The wrong notion that people are getting with regards to our deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this deen is there to cause harm to people, it is because of the mis and the wrong actions of certain people who pretend or show deen to be something which is not. Our deen is about mercy. Our deen is about helping people. Our deen is about showing kindness to people. If you study every injunction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if you study every command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if you take in its full context, you will only find mercy inside it. Because obviously when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rahman, He is Rahim, and His Prophet is Rahmatul Lil Alameen, then how can His teachings be of hatred and oppression and zulm? How can this be? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the Messenger of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ar-Rahimun يَرْحَمُهُمُ الرَّحْمَانُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى, الرحمون, the most merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is He saying? يَرْحَمُ الرَّحِمُون, that He is saying that إِرْحَمُوا مَن فِي الْأَرْضِ يَرْحَمْكُمْ مَن فِي السَّمَاءِ, He is saying have mercy upon the people of this earth, Rahman will have mercy upon you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing us and saying have mercy upon the people. So how can the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be such that He orders people to be unmerciful to people? That is not the case. It can never be like this. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very merciful. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's teachings are of only mercy. And you can see in this verse that when Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam addresses people, he says what? Istaghfiru rabbakum,
do istighfar, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Istaghfiru rabbakum, he says, he uses the word rabbakum, ask your Lord for istighfar, for forgiveness. Thumma tubu li, and then repent to him and turn towards him. Because why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Inna rabbi rahimun wadud. Because he is merciful and he is very loving. He loves those people who seek forgiveness from him. It is obviously that you have sinned and you have disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Turn to him, he will forgive you. He is there to forgive you. In one hadith al-Qudsi, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states that Ya ibn Adam, O Banu Adam, innakum tukhti'una bil-layli wal-nahar, you commit sins day and night. Wa ana aghfiru dhunuba jami'a. What is my job? That if you turn to me and ask me for forgiveness, I will forgive all your sins. I will forgive all your sins. Because my job is to forgive you. I have created you for this very reason, that you will make mistakes and then you will ask me for forgiveness, and I will forgive you and I will show and I will manifest my quality of forgiveness. That's why in one hadith the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam states that if you people were to become so good, so muttaqi, so God-fearing, that you would not commit any sins, if you were to become like this, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would destroy you. He will destroy you and he will bring another people who would sin, and then they would repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah would forgive them. Because if he was to not make sins, if he was not repent, if he was to not make mistakes, then you would not be able to ask Allah for forgiveness. And if he was not to ask Allah for forgiveness, how can Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala manifest his ghaffar and his ghafoor and his maghfirah? He is there to forgive you. If you are so sinful, then why do you have to worry? I am ghaffar. Allah ta'ala says, I am ghaffar, most forgiving, extremely forgiving. In one hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he opens his arms out during the whole day. Inna Allah yabsutu yadahu bil nahar. The whole day Allah ta'ala keeps his arms open. Meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ever ready for his bondsmen to come towards him. Why? لِيَتُوبَ مُسِيءُ اللَّيْلِ. So that person who was sinning all night, he should know that in the daytime, he can ask Allah for forgiveness and Allah ta'ala will forgive him. And at night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has his arms open. So that person who has been sinning all day, he should know that there is not the end of the world. He is there to forgive all your sins of the day. Allah ta'ala is very forgiving, very merciful. You can sin after sin, but if you turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will take only one turn and one request to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he will forgive you. My respected Hazrat Damat Barakatum, Hazrat Malala Muhammad Salim Dorat Sahib Damat Barakatum says that which is the best place and best moment for a person? That the best place and the best moment for a person is that moment when he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he asks for forgiveness. It doesn't have to be Shab al-Qadr. It doesn't have to be the night of power. It doesn't have to be the night of Bara. It doesn't have to be the Friday night. It could be any night. It could be any night. It could be any moment. It could be any place. It doesn't have to be in the masjid. It doesn't have to be in the haram. It doesn't have to be in front of the Kaaba. He could be in the worst of places. He could be in the club. He could be in the nightclub and he could be sinning. He could be engrossed in sin. But if at that moment the thought of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes, and in that same place, in the place where he's surrounded by sins, surrounded by disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if a person sincerely turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he says, oh Allah, forgive me, then that place and that moment is the best place for him and the best moment for him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive that person. So my dear respected brothers and my mother and sisters listening at home, this ashara of maghfirat has started. This month is about the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this ashara especially with regards to the maghfirat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us make the most of this. Let us turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who showers us day and night with His blessings, day and night with His mercies. Every moment and every second, the rahmah and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are there. They are not there so that we commit more sins. They are not there that we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are not there that we turn our faces from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are there that we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are there that we repent and we ask Him for forgiveness. Because إِنَّ رَبِّي رَحِيمٌ وَدُودٌ, because my Lord is very merciful and He is very loving. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَقْبَلُ تَوْبَةَ الْعَبْدِ مَا لَمْ يُغَرْقِرْ. You have the chance until your last breath that you can turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you will, and He will forgive you. Do not think that I've asked Him for forgiveness yesterday and today I've committed sin again, and I will ask forgiveness now and tomorrow I will commit sin again. What's the use of asking for forgiveness? This is a misconception from shaitan. My respected Hazrat always mentions to us that is one person, he commits sins and he doesn't ask Allah for forgiveness. So if for 10 years he commits sins and he doesn't ask Allah for forgiveness, he has 10 years of sins in his account. And another person, he also sins for 10 years. But every time he sins, he feels remorse, he feels regretful. He turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and makes a firm intention not to commit sin, and he asks Allah for forgiveness. But he slips again. And he again turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. And he makes a firm intention not to commit that sin again, but then he slips again. And like this, he carries on for 10 years. So the amount of sins he does and the amount of sins he does is the same. But this person has got 10 years of sins in his account. This person has got zero sins in his account. Because every time he commits a sin, he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah ta'ala forgives him. Shaitan, what he does is he puts despondency in our heart. And he tells us that you have committed sin and you ask Allah for forgiveness and now you're committing sin again. What's the use of asking for forgiveness? What's the use of asking for forgiveness? My dear respected brothers, there is much use for asking for forgiveness. Because this continuous seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take you one day to stop this sin. And if you don't ask Allah for forgiveness, then this sin will keep building up. And it will take you more distant from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If there is a father and son, and the son, he disobeys his father, then every time he disobeys his father, he will get distance from his father. But if he asks forgiveness and keeps saying sorry to his father, he will get distant, but he will come close again. If you commit sins, you will get distant from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again. Allah Ta'ala is not that being that who will shun you away, that you ask forgiveness 10 times, what face are you coming with today? Allah Ta'ala is not like this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there every moment to keep on forgive you. But that doesn't mean that we keep on committing sins. We make a firm intention that we are going to stop committing sins. Because seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means that a person, he has remorse in his heart, he has regret in his heart, he makes a firm intention that he will not commit this sin again, and he does tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By doing this, this feeling of remorse, such remorse that I will not do this again, that is tawbah. A tawbah to an nadma. That what is tawbah? That regret, that deep regret that I will not do this again. That is tawbah. So my dear respected brothers, let us go with this intention, these blessed nights of Ramadan, that we are going to seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask Him to forgive us and repent our sins. We want to turn a life. This Ramadan, we want to make a search that it is a highlight of our life. It is a outstanding moment of our life, that Ramadan 2017 is that Ramadan where I sought forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I changed my life. It's not the end of the world. We still have life. And when Allah Ta'ala has given us life, that means we have chance to ask Him for forgiveness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to practice upon what has been mentioned. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi.